Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we're bringing you the next generation of NFL draft prospects. We have a fantastic one for you today. It's the standout Baylor wide receiver, Jay Lee. He was also down at the Senior Bowl. And one of these kids, you know, that high-powered offense. And sneakily enough, high-powered on both sides. People think of that Baylor offense just passing, but they run the football too. But again, I can't wait to delve and get to know this kid a little bit better. Allow you folks, after listening, find out more about this young man and what he brings to this next level. But with that said, Jay, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. Can you believe your time as a Baylor Bear has come and gone, and now you're taking the next step and heading to the NFL?
Oh, well, it's been a long 5 years, but I'm excited for the next chapter of my life. But, I was excited and overwhelmed at my time there. You know, now it's on to the next show.
It is on to the next show. And for you, I mean, growing up, were you that kid that always was the better athlete? I mean, when did you start to separate yourself from the rest of the pack, in other words?
I guess when I was, like, in third grade, I had a best friend that I known for a long time. He invited me to come play on this little football team, tackle football, and I played almost every position on the field. And so I guess that's when I kind of knew that I kind of, like, took a step forward and, you know, I was kind of the better athlete of the whole group. And from there, I just sprung. And then that's when I kind of ventured off to playing receiver because I like scoring touchdowns. So I stopped playing running back then. I got a little bit too tall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you missed running back at all?
Not so much because they take a lot more hits than what I do at receiver now. So I like playing receiver a lot better. I can get downfield and I don't have to worry about the linemen in the trenches and getting hit by those guys.
Excellent stuff. So I'm curious. I mean, so you start to establish yourself at an early age, and then obviously high school, you have to excel, and then you go off to Baylor, one of the big-time programs in the country. I mean, what other schools wanted you, and what made you decide to go to Baylor?
Well, I had a lot of schools. I had Louisville, Iowa, Tulsa, SMU, Arkansas, Oregon, Purdue, Iowa State. I had like 17 offers, but we kind of separated Baylor from, you know, those schools where Coach Bosman and his staff, they had a plan, you know, for me coming in. And, you know, I felt like it was a team that was on a rise, and I didn't want to go to a team that had already established themselves at the top and, you know, had the potential to drop. So I just wanted to go to a team that was on the rise. And, you know, Coach Bryce and his coaching staff stayed true to me. And throughout the 5 years, they've done that as well. So I was excited about my opportunity to go play for the Baylor Bears.
Excellent. You know, and Jay, you bring that up. It's so ironic. I spoke with Spencer Drango down at the Senior Bowl, and he shared the same sentiment. You know, he said he was a Texas kid. He grew up loving the Longhorns. He goes, but he wanted to go to Baylor to help establish something and kind of not jump on the bandwagon, but kind of make the own wagon himself. And it's weird that you resonate the same words that he spoke, that you guys wanted to go there. And you guys differently, I mean, you guys put that program on the map. I mean, you guys really did. I mean, Baylor, I mean, when you talk Baylor football, you're talking big-time football. What was the experience like? I mean, you're down at the Senior Bowl as well, but I didn't have an opportunity to grab you down there, but lucky enough to get you now. What was that experience like for you?
Going to the Senior Bowl, obviously, it was a blessing in disguise. I mean, you know, I wasn't really looked at as a real big-time guy at Alabama. I mean, I put up numbers, but it wasn't, like, ecstatic. So, you know, to get that offer – the invitation early in the season, I was just blessed to get that. And then having the opportunity to go down there and showcase my talent and abilities, obviously the week was overwhelming because, you know, you had all 32 teams and scouts grabbing you left and right, trying to interview you. And you don't know, you know, it can range from 5 minutes to an hour. So, I mean, I had a real good experience there. I got to you know, put on game tape for, you know, the scouts and stuff, and so that I could run around, catch the ball, and so what I could do after the catch. And then, you know, just the community service opportunities we had down there. I got to go to the school called Bayside Academy, and we got to spend time with this one guy, this one little kid that won, like, this contest. I'm spending time with three guys and me, Jarrell Adams, and Cody Kessler. So we had a real good time, and it was a real great experience.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jay Lee, the standout from Baylor, one of the top wide receiver prospects in this 2016 class, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show with Jay Lee, you can check him at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll have his draft breakdown at collegetopro.com. And we like to say it will be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he heads towards that next level. And you mentioned it, you know, it wasn't like you had these gaudy stats where you had 130 catches for 1,800 yards, but you had what scouts like to see on film. That's why you got down and invited to the Senior Bowl. But in your own words, Jay, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? What are those traits that you bring to this receiver position where they're going to kind of shake their head and say, I love this kid?
Well, obviously, I have a big frame, and I'm 6'3", 218. So, obviously, that's what they like to see, big physical receivers that can run fast and get down the field. And obviously, I'm a vertical threat, but just all around, I'm an all-around receiver. I can do anything they ask me to do. I'm a leader. I have good character. Obviously, that's what they see on the tape. And then what they hear from the coaching staff and people around me, that's what they're going to get.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, is there anything that scouts wouldn't be able to see on film? I mean, we know there's game film study. You mentioned the leadership qualities, or maybe something that your offense didn't run.
I guess just the leadership part. But, I mean, I threw a touchdown pass once in my career, you know. So if they want to, you know, slide me in at quarterback and run some reverse passes with me, they can get that out of me too.
Take us through the pass for you. What year were you when you threw the pass?
It was at the Cotton Bowl last year, and so we're playing Michigan State, and I mean we run the play in practice a couple times, and we feel like coming out of the timeout, you know, it would be a good play for us to run. So, you know, we lined up trips to the left. We was in five wide. And Bryce Petty gets on the center, and he throws the ball backwards to me, and it's like a little screen pass. So I had Levi Norwood blocking for me, and sure enough, Corey Coleman does a fake out the corner, and the corner bites, just takes one false step, and Corey runs by him, and I just drop it over his left shoulder, and it was all she wrote.
Excellent stuff. I mean, butterflies? I mean, were you nervous? I mean, besides just wanting to make the play, there's, you know, so many things. You don't, you know, it's kind of like that person that gets to throw the ball, you know, on over home plate the opening day or things of that nature. You know, there's so much about form. And, you know, if you look bad, you're going to be like an ESPN highlight of the Jay Lee malfunction at the pass. I mean, any nerves like that, or you knew you could do it and you're just going to execute it?
I mean, I knew I could do it. I was just hoping the whole time that Levi got his block, but nobody was there within like 5 yards of me, so it was all perfect. And I just thought to myself, just throw it out there in front of him, you know, because he'll go get it. And that's what happened.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jay Lee, kind enough to join us here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. I'm sure you probably get comparisons to a lot of guys that are in the NFL. I mean, anybody come to mind that you kind of get a lot of, you know, comparisons to?
Well, talking to the Steelers owner and GM, they kind of compared me to Sammy Coates.
Nice.
Just about this body type and, you know, everything that he does, I kind of resemble that. So I guess you could say Sammy, but I mean, I like to think that I'm, you know, I can play as like a Larry Fitzgerald type guy.
I see that. And you have the incredible size. I'm curious, like what, 6'3", 218, is that kind of about your playing weight? And I'm sure, I don't know if I assume you train with Pete Bomarito?
I didn't. I trained Dallas at Exos. And so,
oh, you traded Exos, another fine facility. I mean, a lot of difference between what you did. I mean, I guess playing weight, or did you just, are you, were you play around 218?
Played around, like, you know, 217 to 220, but like 218 was
okay,
like
right
the
there. All right, so right around there.
Yeah.
What you, were you, how long are you still at Exos?
No, I'm not. I'm actually back at school, and so I'll be there for about 2 weeks before we have our pro day.
And pro day, man. Are you excited? You anxious? Talk about what the, like the mentality. What are you thinking right now?
I am, because I mean, I'm excited, obviously, because I set myself up pretty well at the Senior Bowl, and then I didn't get a combine invite, so it's just a little extra motivation for me to, you know, put on a show at pro day. So I'm just using that that fuel from then, you know, from there, and just taking it to the pro day and, you know, just going out there and trying to put up, you know, good numbers for myself and also for the scouts to see, and then just running the route.
Yeah, I thought you were a snub. You were on our snub list. Like I said, I thought you had a great week down in Mobile. I just assumed one was going to, you know, one step after the next, you're going to be in Indy. And like I said, when I saw the list come out, yeah, I was just like, I mean, I think if you go on the internet, you probably were trending as one of the all-time, you know, not all-time, but 2016 snub guy. It had to be Jay Lee from Baylor, without question. But who knows? You know, maybe they're trying to keep you away. But maybe everyone wants you, and they don't want to let everybody else see you that much more. I don't.
Oh,
that's the only thing.
Yeah,
I,
yeah.
Right.
That's right? Always a question.
You know, kind of, yeah. They're trying to tuck you away that way. Nobody knows that Jay Lee exists. But even though we all know what type of talent you are, pro day, all these things. Do you think, is there a particular drill you think you're going to wow these guys in? And you think the 40? I know sometimes guys don't like to even say their 40 time, but you think the 40 is going to come to where you need it to be?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, you know, they'll be surprised by what I run in the 40. And so that's really what I'm.
Just 1 second.
That's really what I'm ready, you know, to do.
Knowing you.
No. But you know, other than that, just running the routes, you know. I mean, they've seen what I've done at the Senior Bowl, but obviously, you know, that'll solidify everything, just running the routes and then making a 40 time look, you know, look like it does on what it looks like on film.
Excellent stuff. Well, Jay, it's been a fantastic show. I was so happy to get you on today. But before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, you're training down at Exos. I'm sure you have some guys that work you out every day. What trainer at Exos would you like to flip the switch? I guess flip, you know, the you be the trainer and you work them till they can't take it. Which guy and why? I guess not so much what guy, but what guy and what drill are you going to put them through?
Probably our weight room coach. His name is Jonathan Brooks. And on Tuesday, Thursdays, it's like our upper body day, so we do bench, and then we do that in the morning, and it's probably like an hour and a half session, and we do like some movement stuff, but then like in the afternoon, it's called our don't quit session, and so like they put us through a metabolic lift for, I mean, it's maybe about 30 minutes, and you know, we've done it, like we started off at like 20 seconds, and we'll, you know, rep out as many reps as we can in 20 seconds, but then it's like, I mean, I guess 2 weeks ago we hit like a whole minute. So I mean, I want to put him through that one and see how he does. So I'm pretty sure he'll quit.
Excellent. And if you have to earn a living, go ahead.
And the thing is, like sometimes we'll do a full rep and a half rep. So I mean, that really gets to you. So I can't wait to see him, you know, get put through that right there.
Jonathan Brooks, if you're out there listening, you've been called out, buddy. And then the next question, if you had to earn some living or earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see Jay Lee as the lead singer of a popular boy band? Or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Man, it's an off-the-wall answer. So I'm going to just say you'll probably see me on a male runway.
Just so you know, Jay, every guy that comes on the show, I ask that question, and wide receiver is always, always, basically 100% always the male runway model. So you guys,
you got to,
you guys must
you
want
to be a fashion hero.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's so funny. It's more fun asking you guys the question because I'm like, I know he's going to say male model. I know he's going to say male model. Receiver,
yeah,
all the
yeah.
time, always go that way. And
you
then the final question
the gym,
before.
Get the body right.
Yeah, you guys got the skill for it, so might as well make it work. And then the final question before we let you go today, man. We're talking female celebrities. If you could have any female celebrity join you for a bite to eat, who are you going to invite?
Female celebrity. Man. I guess Scarlett Johansson.
There you go. Nice. Nice. She's a regular name on the show. Regular name on the show. So, excellent, man. I'm digging it. Well, hey, man. Loved watching you at Baylor. I can't wait to watch you at the next level. And like I said, best of luck on your pro day. I can't wait to see you knock it out of the park. But until then, my man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jay Lee, and you talk about a fantastic talent. You just talk about what Baylor's been able to do in just terms of making NFL prospects. And I think if you kind of really look deeper into this thing, you talk about a hotbed of raw wide receiver talent. I mean, they got a system down there where they know how to recruit wide receivers. They develop wide receivers, and they're kind of like that hidden wide receiver factory for the NFL. I mean, and Jay Lee's one of these guys. I mean, obviously, we're all familiar with Corey Coleman. I mean, you got Josh Gordon. I mean, so many names I could keep going on, but we don't have the time. If you want more of the standout of Jay Lee, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring this draft bio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.